Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of issues around the Umpqua Valley, talk to a lot of our political leaders, business leaders, lots of other folks as well, but this time of year we like to add to the mix some of the musicians from the bands that are playing at various venues around Douglas County. And that includes a group that was here 6 years ago and is coming back this Friday night to kick off the 2025 season for Riverbend Live, the 29th year for that series in Winston. And it is Southern Avenue, hot to Memphis sound. And Ori and TK from the band are on with us. Ori, we'll start with you. Thanks for being on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I know a lot of folks are looking forward to having you back. The organizers were really thrilled when that worked out this year because they remember it as a great show several years ago.
Aww.
You guys have had a lot going on, and I guess maybe go back to the front end for people that didn't see you last time around. How did your band, how'd you get started? How long have you been together?
Well, started in Memphis. We're all still in Memphis. And in 2016, 17, we kind of started playing together. Long story short, of course. Our debut album was on Stax Records. And we kind of trying to figure out what are we all about ever since we met each other musically, you know? And I think that this album, Family, that was released just a couple of months ago, I think that is definitely the most Southern Avenue we've ever been. And we're just excited to come back. We love this part of the country, and it's just beautiful here and great music fans.
So how did you end up being a musician versus something else?
Oh, well, that's God's work. that's cosmos, universe, God, however you want to call it. That's really just our calling in many ways. If the universe wouldn't want us to do what we're doing, we wouldn't be doing it. So that's the best answer I can give, you know.
Well, I'm going to play real quick here one of the newer tracks that is out, Found a Friend in You. And then we'll continue talking with the band Southern Avenue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
I was saved by graces, I was saved by love, saved by the laughs, how they lift me up high, high. Oh, times I found a friend in you. We found our
good stuff. Southern Avenue, one of their newest ones, and they're going to be at Riverbend Live on Friday night. We're joined by Ori and TK from the band as they do a couple dates in Oregon. How long has it been since you guys have been in Oregon?
Not 6 years. I think in 2022 we came and we did Waterfront in Portland.
Oh, perfect. And that will be a big treat. You'll be there on Saturday after playing at Riverbend. Let's get TK on here as well. And one of the aspects of this band that I find really fascinating is having, am I correct, three sisters?
Mm-hmm. Three sisters, exactly.
And does that mean that you guys must get along pretty well?
Yeah, we do get along. We do get along. We have a big family, but the three of us are on the younger side of the family lineup. And while everybody gets along, the three of us work well together.
So for you, I imagine for your whole family, music has always been sort of a family thing.
Yes, my parents are ministers as well as ministers of music. They're very devoted to the church and to their ministry, and so they raised us in the same sense. So we were at every choir rehearsal. All of us were in the choir. All of us were also the musicians backing up the church services and everything. So it's kind of just been in our blood, music runs on both sides of the family. So both my mom and my dad came from musical families themselves, singing in the church. So.
Wow. So what are some of the your musical influences?
I would say because we're from Memphis, we weren't allowed to listen to much secular music, per se. We listened to a lot of gospel music. So artists like the Clark Sisters, Richard Smallwood. And then as we got older, my sister and I, we all kind of dove more into music outside of what we were used to. And I would say that is also just as much as an influence on our sound as, you know, what we grew up on listening to. So like even today's time, you know, we have artists like I love Marvin Gaye. I love Marvin Gaye. I would not be allowed to listen to Marvin Gaye growing up. But I find that we ourselves, we have our own sound as well. And so just being ourselves, it kind of expresses all of the influences that we've kind of had over the years and growing up as well.
So did the band start out of the three of you sisters and then you added other people, or how did it evolve?
No, the band actually started with Ori, the guitar player. He had his own solo band from Israel, and they came over to the States, competed in the IBC. And eventually he decided to change direction, and he met my sister along the way, and then she introduced him to me. And so the three of us sort of kind of formed a new band early on and brought along Jeremy and Ava at some point. And then now we're evolved, and it's evolved into the three girls singing because Ava's officially old enough. Early on, she wasn't old enough to come on the road or come on tour. She was like 15, 16. And so we were just bringing her in for some oohs and ahs, you know, some BGVs on the vocal tracks for the albums. And as we progressed, we asked her, did she want to join us on the road full time as a touring member? And so when she agreed, the band kind of evolved naturally into what you have now. And Ava herself, she brings so much to the band beyond just her voice. You know, she takes the higher harmonies a lot of the times in this new album that you hear. Sometimes she takes the melodies, but she also brings fiddle to our sound as well. And so Tierney had this vision, I guess you could say somewhere along this journey, of us writing music that catered more to the three of our voices. And so that's kind of how this our sound evolved. We've always been blues. We've always been R&B, gospel, all of these things. But when we started to focus more on our vocals and telling our story simultaneously, it all works out naturally. And so now who we are, it's really a natural evolution. When Ava first started out with the band, we didn't really have any idea where we would go or that we would be ending up in this in this lineup that we have now, our Trues lineup that we are yet.
Now, I know you guys perform all different kinds of venues. Who are some of the folks that you've gotten to perform with?
We've gotten to perform with artists like Sheryl Crow and Jason Mraz, as well as Tedeschi Trucks. That was really fun. Here recently, we got to tour with Willie Nelson doing the Outlaw Tour with Bob Dylan and John Mellencamp. So we've been very fortunate to be able to tour with a lot of greats, a lot of legends.
Wow. Let's talk to Ori again. I want to ask about this latest release, Family, came out in April. What was it like putting that together?
It was beautiful. It was really organic. Me, Tierney, and TK wrote almost all the songs together. We had some co-writes, and it feels great recording in Memphis at Royal Studios. Our producer, John Burke, we just really feel good about the album and feel like we got to really be ourselves.
Now, how long had it been before this one since your last album?
Be the Love You Want was released in 2021, really in the pandemic. And we've been writing this since 2023. So I guess 3 years, yeah.
Wow. Well, and I know you get started, you're a couple years, 3 years in, you're getting popular, and then this COVID thing comes along and kind of messed everything up.
We were nominated for a Grammy in 2020, and in a month everything closed, and all of our hard work for release tours and European tours, everything got postponed. And yeah, but I think that we went through it, luckily, generally okay. A lot of other artists and musicians had it a lot harder than us. We still got our health, we went through a few COVID scares ourselves. And so, yeah, it's definitely wasn't welcome. However, it slowed us down, but it didn't stop us. And it just made us better altogether. Every experience we've had made us better.
And for you, who are some of your influences musically?
It depends which era, which age, I don't really listen to guitar players anymore these days. I really listen to songs, music, and really kind of songwriting has been the thing that I focus on the most. And playing guitar, just everything that is Memphis, Chicago, blues, the Delta, inspired by all of them, anything from Santana to Jimi Hendrix and all of the Delta artists from the 30s. I play like myself, so I don't really try. I don't think about a guitar player when I kind of play or write, It's just about the song for me.
Now, do you play other instruments as well?
No. I just guitar. TK does play a lot of instruments and Ava. Me and Tierney, really, we're just, she sings and I play guitar.
So are there any special aspects this time of year with these summer outdoor venues? Is it different at all for you to play for an outdoor crowd?
Well, no. It's really about the concert series, more about the outdoor crowd, right? Like the concert series is usually a place where the community joins together, and every year at a certain time there's an event and everybody's waiting for it and everybody's ready to party. And so we love playing these type of events that are really kind of grassroots and local, and so we love it, inside or outside.
And what can people expect from your show at Riverbend on Friday night?
Well, we really, hope everybody just, listen to the music, and we're sure that it'll help the case. But we are really The reason we're out here in Oregon, all the way from Memphis, is really to make friendships and spread the message of what our music is about, which is empowerment and hope and positivity. And so we're just hoping to spread that and you know, bring good energy wherever we go, and really make friendships with our fans and things like that. You know, that's why we travel all the way here.
Before we go, we've got a few minutes left. I want to talk to TK one more time. I wanted to ask about playing drums and doing vocals. That's kind of a hard ask.
Yeah. It's funny. Sometimes you don't know you can do things until you try them.
And did you always do both?
I feel like I want to say I have, but I would say, around college time is when I started really getting into drumming and singing and playing and performing. I had joined a couple different performance groups during my few years of college. And so doing these cover songs, singing BGVs and singing a lead and doing different things definitely got me prepped for this next phase of life where now I'm able to sing original music and perform and play. And it definitely feels a lot more natural these days. You know, it feels like something I've always been doing. But in the very beginning, you know, it was definitely like when they tell you to pat your head and rub your tummy at the same time and hop on one foot. Yeah.
Could you ever see yourself doing a career outside of music?
I feel like yes. I don't feel like outside of music. I feel like it's all inclusive. I think I'm a lot of different things beyond just a musician, beyond just an artist. And I think that in life, we always want to pursue everything that inspires us. And so I don't see a reason why not to encompass all things. Music is a part of who I am. So I don't see myself leaving music to go and pursue other things. I see my pursuance growing, you know.
So there's not a chance that you're going to decide to go be an accountant someday or something like that?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't sacrifice music to be an accountant. Now, if you're asking me, am I going to do whatever it takes to be the best version of myself, then that's a different question. But no, I'm not going to be an accountant tomorrow. Maybe a beekeeper when I'm like 88, but I'm also afraid of bees, so maybe not.
That could be a little problematic, so I've been told. Well, Southern Avenue is going to be playing at Riverbend Live on Friday night, 7 o'clock, Winston's Riverbend Park. Orion TK, we're going to go out with one of your songs here right now, another one of the new ones here on KQEN.
All them troubles around, leaving bags but not your pride on the ground. Don't you hold on to mistakes that you made. Give no power to the price of the game. Don't waste your time on things that you can't change.
Can't change the things that you can't.
Don't waste
change.
Your time.
is Southern Avenue. They're going to be here on Friday night. Riverbend Live, 7 o'clock at Winston's Riverbend Park to kick off the summer series. Riverbend Live. Make sure you are out there. Ori and TK on with us this afternoon. It'll be a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com for News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.